That's the score from Stanley Kubrick's 1975 masterpiece, Barry Lyndon. It won 4 Oscars, and nearly half a century later, it's still pulling a crowd. An estimated 750 people packed into the Embassy Theater for the opening of the Wellington Film Society's 2024 season to see Kubrick's masterpiece on the big screen. And another 50-odd people were turned away. That's more than double the usual crowd, and one Film Society president, Harry Evans, wasn't quite expecting.
The sort of week and a half beforehand, we just had an influx of people signing up that was like faster than we've seen in a long, long time, probably ever.
Evans attributes part of this interest to the film itself. He says the film's beautiful visuals, unusual pacing, and 3-hour length lends to the big screen away from the distractions of a home viewing. Showing this film is a choice that the Society doesn't take lightly, and for good reason.
Play something kind of special every year for opening night to kind of kick off the screening and get, attention and more people to hear about the Film Society, and we were pretty successful at it this year.
Another reason for the unusual crowd, he says, is a feeling of normalcy returning after the COVID-19 lockdowns. Film lovers have already enjoyed more than just Kubrick. Since the opener, they have seen films by Kelly Reichardt, Bong Joon-ho, and Martin Scorsese. And Evan says there's plenty more coming.
A really good mix, I think, of quite famous films and or like, you know, famous films for film people and sort of like really more niche or sort of underseen things.
They don't expect the same kind of turnout they saw on opening night for future films, but now they know how to plan for it. In the case of the opening, the organization arranged a special screening for those they turned away, making sure everyone was able to see Barry Lyndon on the big screen, as it's supposed to be seen. For the Rundown, Catherine Rogers.